someone's coming. Put the air dryer on.
Whose air am I meant to be drying?
I don't know. Just look busy. Oh, they've walked past. Two customers in 3 days.
It's better than no customers.
What, Dottie and Mrs. Chilton? I've started dreaming in blue rinse.
At least you're doing their hair. I'm doing their toenails. It's put me right off cheesy what's-its for life.
Have you finished blowing that paddling pool up?
Oh, it's dead hard. What do you need a paddling pool for in here? It's an hair salon.
Aquitan. It's on my new price list for the window. Here, look.
What's Aquitan?
They sit next to the paddling pool.
What? In here?
No, outside in the yard. Quick, stand up, Jean. Someone's coming. It could be a customer.
Sophie! Oh, I might need my inhaler. I'm seeing double.
Oh, I wish I was seeing double. It might look busier in here. To Hull and Back by Lucy Beaumont. And this will be our year to a long time to come.
Don't let go of my hand. Sheila, the phone.
Where's Sophie?
You're the receptionist.
Oh, we'll have to change the name of this salon.
Just answer it.
Hello, this is the... Ooh, your hair looks lovely. Have you had it done by Sophie Salon? You want what? Beach-ready blonde hair extensions all down your back? Do I know what look you're going for? Yes, you want to look like a tart? No, sorry, look, we're fully booked.
Sheila!
We've got principals, Jean.
But we haven't got any customers.
You have to be very careful who you invite on your premises, Jean. I watch Channel 5. There's a brothel every 10th house, even bungalows. Oh, Jean, look. Sophie's in that new frilly knicker shop opposite. Satin and silk. You know who runs that.
Sheila, phone again.
Barbara Rudd, and she's in the Kirkella ladies' golf echelons. On the committee, Jean.
Oh, Sheila, I'll get it. Hello. Your hair looks nice. Have you had it done by Sophie Salon? Do we do Brazilian? Sheila, do we do Brazilian?
We do a barrel. She's half Spanish.
Oh, they've hung up.
I'm just trying to read their lips and work out what they're saying over there. Perhaps we should go across. You could do with getting measured up there anyway, Jean. God knows what's going on underneath that lot. Do you remember when you found a Dairy Lee triangle under your bust? 2 days I was saying I could smell Edam.
I'd never get measured by a stranger. I'd die.
Why? It'd be a life-changing experience for them.
No one's ever seen me with my top off. I'm funny about taking my coat off, never mind my clothes.
It's how you feel in your head that counts. Sling a chiffon scarf over a standard lamp and I can have any man I want.
Oh, why does Sophie leave me with you?
Even you can be sensual, Jean. You just need uplifting.
You could have a forklift truck trying to hold these up and I still wouldn't be sensual.
How do you know?
No one's ever looked at me like that, in that way. Ever, so I just know I'm not sensual.
But do you want to be, Jean?
I don't know.
Oh, hello, Sophie. Where have you been?
You know exactly where I've been, Mother. We could see you spying on us.
How?
Maybe the glass in the window's see-through, Sheila.
And what did Barbara Rudd say about me?
Now?
The cheek of it.
She said we look a bit outdated.
Outdated? How dare she? We're the only people in this area with two original hips.
She said we needed to be more catwalk.
Oh, right. If she wants the epitome of high-class fashion, she's parked herself right opposite it.
Are you coming to help me find new customers? I'm going to start with a cafe.
The cafe? No, thank you. You think Vidal Sassoon found his clientele in a cafe? Just leave it with me. I'll show that Barbara Rudd with the most exclusive salon in Hull.
Right, Imran, what are you having?
Tea, please, and a Swiss roll.
Swiss roll? We're vegans.
Mo, we've just been stranded in a field, protesting on our own for 4 hours. I need a hot pudding.
Right, what are you having?
All right, what have you got that's ethically sourced?
You what?
One Swiss roll and two teas, please.
No milk. We're vegans.
I can tell.
We no longer accept the capitalist destruction of our planet's finite resources.
Custard or ice cream?
Custard.
Right, Imran. We need a plan of attack, something that'll get our message heard. Like a takeover. We take over a building or something.
With the owner's permission?
No, without permission. What I'm proposing is highly illegal, Imran. I need to see that fire in your belly, son. We'll have media attention. We might face prosecution. We might even have to do hard time.
We've got a megabus booked for tomorrow.
We're hellraisers, anarchists. No more slaughter!
No more slaughter!
When do we want it?
Now!
Like this, Imran. Now! Fierce.
Now!
Oh, come on, man, now!
Now!
All right, it's coming!
No.
I'm so hungry.
Just need to find someone that's really busy for us to get some maximum attention for the cause.
Hello there, gentlemen. I run a hair salon. Just across the road. Can you see it?
Oh, the one reading, "Ooh, your hair looks nice, have you had..."
I had it done by Sophie, that's right. We couldn't fit it all on the sign. The rest is just underneath on that bit of laminate, look.
Oh, are you very busy?
Oh, yeah. We're straight from the catwalk, you see.
Swiss roll, two teas without milk.
Oh, good, thank you. I'm starving.
So, I'm Sophie, and you are...
Swiss roll, hot.
Oh, I'll never remember that, but it was lovely to meet you.
We'll be there, Sophie. Just give us 10 minutes.
Oh, right. Wonderful. See you then.
Right, Imran, drink up. You found our venue.
And right a bit, Jean, and left a bit. Now, right.
What's going on, Mother? Why is there a mannequin in the front window?
Oh, we've borrowed it.
Why?
Oh, yeah. Ask her why.
Well, it makes the place look busier. And Jean and I have checked from several different angles outside, and we've agreed...
No, I didn't agree.
We've agreed it looks a supermodel is stood in here with an Amazonian build, who perhaps flew in on her way from Paris to Milan.
She's got no arms.
Diversity. The most important thing is Barbara from Satin and Silk has noted it and is already eating her words. Outdated, says the woman who looks like she's just stepped out of Dynasty.
What if she comes in?
She's not coming in here, is she? Besides, I've got a life-size cutout of Len Goodman waiting. If I put my fur coat over him, you'll never know it's not some sugar daddy from the East Riding.
We can't have mannequins as customers, Mother. Take it away. We've got real customers coming. Male ones.
Men? We can't have men in here, Sophie. Do you want to end up on a white settee with fat thighs? No. Then stay away from men.
They're here.
Hello, ladies. Today we'll go down in history, and you're about to be part of it.
And who do you think you are?
I met them in the cafe.
I'm in, Ran. I had a mouthful of hot pudding. This is...
Yeah, save the small talk, Imran. Let's keep it professional. We're here to protest about the rights of animals and our destruction of the environment, so we're taking control of this establishment. Imran, get the handcuffs.
Oh, you don't half know how to pick them, Sophie.
We want a revolution starting from now.
We don't want any of you to panic. Please don't panic.
I don't think we are, dear.
We're going to put this banner up outside.
Oh, no, you're not.
What does it say? A cow's milk is for a calf. Ah. Oh.
What?
The writing's ever so small. It's a very elderly area. They might struggle with that.
Is it too small, Imran?
Yeah, it is a bit, Mo.
Do you want me to stand outside and tell people what it says?
No! Right, Imran, got the handcuffs? We're going to chain ourselves to these two chairs.
You can't do that.
Right then, gents. Tea, coffee or Vimto?
Vimto, please.
Imran!
Aren't you going to stop them, Mother?
They want to handcuff themselves to chairs, Sheila.
I know, but they're only young. Wait till Barbara Rudd sees this. Carry on.
Yeah, well, don't try and stop us.
No, take your time. Do you want a hand?
No. Right, done.
Ooh, now don't we look busy?
I thought you said you were busy. Straight from the catwalk, you said.
Yes, to the morgue. Now we're going to look positively overflowing with customers when Barbara Rudd next looks over.
So we have two packages, gentlemen. The silver or the gold?
Ooh.
We don't want either. We just want to stay here until the authorities listen to us.
What authorities?
The authorities.
Have we called the authorities?
No, we don't need to, do we? When their customers come in, they'll see what's going on and raise the alarm. How many have still to come in?
They've been, both of them.
You're joking.
Don't get upset, Mo.
I'm not upset.
You look upset.
So whilst you're here, shall we start with a consultation followed by a hand and neck massage?
Oh, lovely.
No, Imran, we're eco-warriors. We're mavericks.
Not in here, you're not. While you're in here, you both drive Land Rovers and you wear tartan, do you hear? We're upmarket.
And then you can have your choice of haircut followed by a treatment session in our backyard. Would you like the aqua relax?
What? What's that?
Don't say it.
Half hour in the paddling pool. Now, let's all get acquainted. This is my mother.
And I've had SAS training, so keep your hands off my daughter.
And this is Jean, our beautician.
She's a lesbian.
Oh. Imran, I think I made a big mistake.
Wants to buy the damn stuff because no one likes it. I'm going to try something else. Kimchi.
It's finished now, Imran.
Oh, sorry, it's very, very good. I'll have to remember it. The Archers. Have you enjoyed it, Mo?
No. We should be surrounded by news crews by now. You could have wild animals in here and nobody would notice. What did the whole Daily Mail say again?
They're doing something about wind turbines today. So they can't have two things about the environment.
Well, let's just hope the Look North bring a TV crew.
Look North don't come round here. They'd get the cameras nicked.
What? Of all the shops you could have picked.
Oh, don't look so glum, boys. There's plenty to keep us occupied right now. Does Len Goodman go here or here?
I think it's really good that you're doing this, Imran.
Thank you very, very much. We want to change the world.
Change the world? I'd give up now.
Somebody's got to.
You see this face, Imran? This is what you get for trying to change the world. Look at it. Haggard, bereft, sullen. Just save yourself, that's hard enough.
It's 4 o'clock. No one's come in, no one's walked past. Right, it's time for some action. We've got to step this up a level. I'm taking off these cuffs.
We're not going, are we?
You've only just got here. I've got loads of ideas for your hair.
I'd love to get my hair cut by you, Sophie.
Really?
Yeah, very, very much.
No, we are not going.
Mo.
What are you doing with my thinning scissors?
Right, everyone on the floor, get down. Not you, Imran.
Sorry.
Keep quiet, no talking.
Mo, calm down, calm
down. What's going on?
This is now a hostage situation. That's what's going on. Imran. Lock the door.
But Mo...
Lock it!
Okay. I'm locking the doors.
Ooh, it's like Crystal Maze.
Still no sign of the police. Madness. We'll have to ring them.
Are you going to tell him or should I?
My mother is known to the police.
How?
Well, we had a thing through the door saying to ring our local station if we had any concerns. And last week she called them because she thought the CIA had bugged home bargains.
And the week before that she rang them to say aliens had inserted a chip in her ear.
It was impacted wax. So they've barred her.
Oh, God. I'm getting low blood sugar. I need a snack. Right. No talking while I'm gone.
Okay. Oh, feels a bit like Christmas, doesn't it, Jean?
Being taken hostage?
No, being all together, at a loose end, a bit anxious. It's lovely.
No talking. What did I say?
Mother, stop peering out of the window.
I just want to catch that Barbara Rudd when she arrives. She needs to see how full we've got in here. What is that smell?
Mo's making us all scrambled tofu.
Oh, you are funny, man.
So are you, Sophie.
Pass me a pillow. I'll suffocate myself.
She's looking. Barbara, she's looking this way. Right, everyone, Imran, move that mannequin and Led Goodman over there. Look busy. Move around. Oh, bugger, it wasn't her.
It's strange, though, isn't it? We'd eat a lamb, but not a poodle.
Yeah.
I'd eat them both. I'm starving.
Right, grub's up. Enough for everyone. Oh, isn't it nice we can all eat something tasty and nothing's had to suffer?
Apart from us.
Once we've eaten that, we can go to work. I thought we'd get out of the fire escape and shout out protest messages, you know? I mean, technically, you're still a hostage if it's on the fire escape.
You all can go, but I won't. I'm a regular caller on Radio Humberside, and I've got a profile to upkeep.
You ring up a talk show? Well, that's perfect.
Oh, yes, I save that channel. Imran, can you uncuff me?
Right-o.
I need to nip down to Costcutters first. I feel ever so partial to a packet of rich tea biscuits.
No, Sheila, you're a hostage. You're not nipping anywhere. It undermines everything.
I'll just be 2 secs.
No, you need to take this seriously. People have to hear our message. Your water supply contains thousands of chemicals. Did you know that?
Of course I did. Look at Sophie. She's the only one who drinks from the tap.
Right, let's go on this radio show. What's it called now, Sheila?
Rich's Radio Humberside Request Show, playing 60 minutes of smooth beats.
Perfect. Right, you lot, get on the fire escape.
Pass me the phone, then. Yes, hello. This is Sheila Ermeroyd, ringing to speak to DJ Richie. Yes, put me through, Deborah.
And on line one, we have Hull's infamous gossiper, Sheila. What song would you like, Sheila?
We've been taken hostage by vegans, Richie.
Don't know that one. Is it 80s?
No, we have. And he won't let me have a rich tea, Richie. What's that? Oh, he says, how would you like to be blindfolded and pumped for milk all day long?
I don't know how to answer that one, really.
Well, neither do I, Richie. What's that? Eh? Oh, he said, most of the female cows die early from mastitis. Oh, I've had that. Tell him to put dock leaves on it.
It's been a pleasure to speak to you, Sheila, as always.
Oh, wait a minute, Richie. Hey, he's grabbing the fern.
They ripped the calves away, Richie. The screams can be heard for miles
around.
Give me that.
Oh, he's a barrel of laughs, isn't he?
Did you actually have a song request for us, Sheila?
Oh, I'll have Please Release Me by Tom Jones.
You're listening to Richie's Smooth Beats. Commute with calm. Here's Please Relieve Me. Please Release Me. God. She's not to ring anymore. Do you hear me, Deborah?
Release me, let me go. Oh, do you know, this takes me right back. The power of music. Hey, Mo, dance with me.
Sheila?
Closer. Near the window. Oh, no, it's okay. Barbara's not looking. I say, your Imran and my Sophie seem to be getting on.
Hadn't noticed.
It's like watching two frogs falling in love. I've never seen a man with a squint look so lovingly.
I don't think it's love.
It better not be, kid. It better not be.
Ah, this is nice. I've never been out on the fire escape before.
You're right. And can you hear that? The faint pitter-patter sound of rain.
Oh, that's not rain, Imran. That's the racing pigeons next door. The soil in the floor.
Oh, right.
So, what's it like to live in Pontefract?
Fantastic. It's at the junction of the M62 and the A1, so you've got major arteries running east, west, north and south.
Ooh, sounds amazing.
And the roundabout-based road system helps alleviate traffic jams in the centre.
Oh, bless. I'm sorry it's not busy here and no one's come.
Oh, it's fine. I'm sorry you've only had 2 ladies in and one was only to look at her toenails.
I know, poor Jean. Does it need painting? No, can you just check if it's still there?
Oh, very, very, very funny.
So, how are your toenails?
Fine, I think.
It's just people neglect the toenails and you know about it if you get a fungal infection. Oh, aye. I've had a full nail removed once. Oh, it was oozing.
Sophie?
Yeah?
Can I kiss you?
Yeah.
Sophie, come quick. Jean's choking on the scrambled tofu.
Are you okay now, Jean?
Oh, yeah. Everything went really slow for a minute. Oh, thanks for getting it out, Mo.
That's okay.
It does make you realise you've only got one life.
And you should live it to the full, Jean.
That's what I'm going to do from now on, Sheila.
But don't go wild, will you? You only live once.
Can I get you ladies a drink?
No time for drinks, Mo. The last bus to Pontefract goes in an hour.
But I haven't cut your hair yet.
And I'd like a word with you, young man, before you go in the stockroom.
Now?
Yes, now.
Mother?
It is fine, Sophie. I can handle this.
He's braver than he looks, Sophie.
Oh, shall I, put a light on, Sheila?
No need. This torch under my chin will do fine.
Okay.
So, you've took a shine to our Sophie, have you?
I think so.
Let me tell you something about women, Imran. You turn 50 and you become invisible, punished by your own body for having child-rearing hormones. Like molten lava 1 minute and then left out to freeze in the wilderness the next. And what do men get? They get hairs in their ears and that's it. So, you see, we would do anything for our children. Anything.
I understand, Sheila.
35 centimetres. Does that sound a lot to you?
No, not really.
It's the circumference of a head at birth. It was like delivering cattle, all elbows and knees. Can you even imagine that, Imran?
Well, kinda. I delivered my sister's twins.
But... you what?
Yeah, it happened so fast I had no choice.
Oh, so you think that you know about women?
I've got six sisters, Sheila.
Six? I see.
I could write a book. It's a shame we have to leave so soon. Sorry that we took you hostage.
I've had stranger days.
Me too. Have you ever been to Pontefract?
Gentlemen, you can now open your eyes and see your new hairstyles.
Whoa.
Oh, my word.
It's different.
I look like a...
yard brush.
I've given you Mohicans. You look fierce.
Do we? Yeah, I think we do. You're good at this, Sophie.
Shall I take a bit off the sides?
No.
Isn't it a bit drastic?
Mavericks. We look like Mavericks, Mo.
Mavericks?
Where is it that you work?
Sainsbury's.
You might want to invest in a hat.
Yeah, thank you, Sophie. Time to go, Imran. We've got a bus to catch.
Already?
It's the last one of the day.
It's gone too quick. It was,
very, very, very lovely to get to know you.
Yeah, special.
Wait!
What, Sheila?
You can't go until Barbara Rudd closes up.
We've got to go, Sheila. We're back in work tomorrow.
Oh, look, this is our last chance. Two strapping young lads with Sophie's haircuts. Barbara Rudd has got to see this.
We're going to miss the bus.
I don't care.
What are you doing, Mother?
What is this?
Stop, Sheila!
I'm ever so sorry, gents, but I'm taking you hostage.
I'm sorry my mum's taken you hostage, Imran.
It's fine, I understand.
And I'm sorry she stood on your toes.
It's okay, they don't hurt anymore.
I bet you wish you wore shoes now.
Soaking them's working.
Good that paddling pool's coming handy, isn't it?
Oh, my God, that's Barbara Rudd. She's looking over. And who's that she's talking to? Is that... that's Jean. Inside, look.
I thought she was buying snacks. What's she doing in there?
Oh, she's coming out the door.
We've missed that bus. We're never going to get home. We've got work in the morning.
I'm back.
What did you buy from Satin and Silk, Jean?
I'm wearing it underneath my top.
Oh, Jean. Oh, at last, an underwired bra. Oh, I couldn't be prouder. Do you know, I feel so much more relaxed around you. Is it... like, well, supported, too.
I finally got uplift.
Oh, hail Hosanna in ex-Chelsea.
Please brace yourselves, everyone.
What's going on?
Jean's brought a proper bra.
I'm being sensual at last.
What?
All my life, hiding me flesh from everyone, even the dog.
Jean?
Well, no more. It's time I showed the world who I am.
Hey, ma'am. What's she going to do?
Jean, let's talk about this.
Here I go.
Jean, they both avoid meat. You can't whop all that out.
Please, just keep your blouse on.
Oh, yes, Jean, yes. Wow, do you feel, Jean?
A free woman.
At last, authorities. Hurry up! We're over here!
Oh, heck, look, something's kicking off. Oh, they're coming here.
Well, why would they be coming here?
Oh, no. I saw PC Roberts before I went and got my bra, and I told her you'd taken these two lads hostage.
You told PC Roberts what?
Well, she asked if you still thought you had an alien chip in your ear, and I said, I don't know, a man's off it because she's taken two men hostage.
Two more police cars. Put a top on Jean.
No.
Jean. I mean, how could you? What will she think?
I'm so sorry, Sheila. I'll go out and explain that we're all getting along.
No. I mean, what on earth will Barbara Rudd think?
Well, it just shows you, doesn't it? We've been busy all day.
Oh, fabulous, isn't it?
I know. You get a photo on the front page of the whole Daily Mail with a couple of trendy haircuts in it and suddenly you're inundated with people wanting the same thing.
Look, Sheila, Barbara Rudd's looking over.
Oh, would you look at that? Oh, she looks like she's swallowed half a Jif lemon. I bet she must have seen us in the paper. Let me hold it up at the window. Yoo-hoo!
I'm going to frame that headline. Hostage situation turns into catwalk show.
Shame it was so dark and you couldn't really see my new underwire bra.
I'll send that cutting on to Imran and Mo. They get a nice mention.
Yeah, I thought that was a bit cheeky. Where is it? Oh, here, now, wait. The two vegans from Pontefract will be careful to find somewhere safer to protest next time, such as Beirut.
We've run out of them vegan nibbles. They've gone down well.
I know. Is there more tofu in the back, Jean?
No, afraid not. I've used it to finish off that bit of grouting. Very useful. Now, oh, wait, Sophie. Are you sure you want to change the shop name? Because it isn't very feminine.
I know, but look, Mother, we're inundated.
OK, your choice. Hello, this is the last of the Mohican salon. Sheila speaking. We do two tiers of spikes. One's called a Mo and the other is an Imran. Oh, I do have to warn you, though, it gets a bit hot in here and our beautician insists on just working in her bra.
To Hull and Back, Stockholm Syndrome was written by and starred Lucy Beaumont, with Maureen Lipman, Kerry Marsh, Shane Zaza, Mike Bubbins and John Richardson. It was produced by Sam Michel and is a BBC Studios production.